It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
My song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving
It's another beautiful day. Is it not sweet to serve God? It's a beautiful thing to have God on your corner, to have God as your Father. In Christ alone, our hope is found. Jesus is everything to us. And that is why we gather each and every single day, just to be able to fellowship with Him. I'd like to welcome you all to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Today is a brand new day. It's the 23rd day in the month of October, 2024. We are here with our hearts of gratitude. What are you thankful for? I want you to identify the areas of your life that you are thankful for. Even if you feel that there is nothing to be thankful for, I want you to just analyze deeply. I want you to think deep. There is an adage in Nigeria, among the Yoruba tribe, that whoever can think deep will have many things to be thankful for. So I want you to think about the things seen, the things unseen, the things that have happened, the things that have not yet happened. Just think about each and every one of them and just find that thing to hold on to that you can be thankful for. For me, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for family. And most especially, I'm thankful for you. So what are you thankful for? This is the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you, because right here on this show, you are our most valued guest. You're now part of us, part of the devotion family right here on this show. This is where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is where we dive into the Word of God. We gather here every morning to know the mind of God concerning our lives, each and every single day. And I can assure you that God has a word for you. And the beautiful thing about the Open Heaven Hour is that we get to go into deeper, deeper parts of the Word of God. We get insights into the Word of God. So you are most welcome. And if you've been frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. Now it is time for our devotion, so I want you to grab your pens, journals, and your Bibles. Let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today is the 23rd day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I will be looking at a topic that says, Focus. Our topic today is focus. Our aim today is taken from hymn 10 from our Open Heaven Manual. In Christ alone. In Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 7 to chapter 8. Luke chapter 7 to chapter 8. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, which says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25. "Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee." We have two Bible readings this morning, one from Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3, and the other from Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. From verse 1 it says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." The second Bible reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2, which says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10, Elijah was basically telling Elisha, "Son, you have asked a hard thing that I can't give you, but God can give you. Just don't be distracted. Stay focused." Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 2 says that we should lay aside every weight and look unto Jesus. Be focused. The devil will try to put many weights on you to distract you, but you must stay focused. People may criticize you, lie against you, and say negative things about you, but you must remain focused. Some years ago, people were criticizing me almost everywhere. I ignored all of them and remained focused on what God called me to do. By God's grace, I am still marching on. But no one knows where some of the people that were criticizing me are. The weights that the devil will try to use to sway your focus will not only be from people that dislike you. Some of them will be from people that love you. Their praises, for example, can be a weight that you must set aside so that you do not lose focus. A man once offended a great king and should have been beheaded. However, the king decided to give him a test. The king told him to carry water in a spoon and walk for some meters. If he spilled a single drop of water, it was to be beheaded. The king asked some of the people to stand on the left and on the left side to criticize him. They were to rain abuses on him and keep booing him. On the right side, the king asked some others to stand and keep praising him and hailing the man until he got to the finish line. The man started walking, and the people on both sides did what they were told to do with all their strength. At last, the man got to the finish line without spilling any water. The king asked him, "Which of these people helped you succeed?" He responded, "None of them. I was carrying my life in my hand, and so I did not listen to either of them." Beloved, you are carrying your life in your hands. Don't let anyone make you lose your focus. Today's Open Heaven comes in with an action point that says, set aside every weight that the devil is using to distract you and focus on achieving God's purpose for your life. Thanks for staying tuned. If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do so by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, which is available on Play Store and Apple Store for download. Download our mobile app and join all our amazing segments throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be inspiring, spirit-filled. If you need entertainment on a gospel level, Praise Palace Radio is the go-to place. Thank you for joining us, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Thanks for staying tuned. Have a beautiful day ahead. Bye-bye.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.